Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Swung on. There it goes. Deep left. It is high. It is far. It is gone. Number 62 to set the new American League record.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
I don't know this beat. Who is this? Rick James? MC
Sir,
Hammer?
Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Sir Mix-a-Lot, I
got game.
All right.
We're keeping the Seattle hip-hop artist theme going at the top.
Oh, I see what you did there, Sir Mix-a-Lot. Who else is from Seattle? I don't know. I don't know any other Seattle.
I had to do a search. It was Macklemore, Sir Mix-a-Lot, really.
That's it. Okay, inside the 8 o'clock hour, my last hour on The Fan at 9 o'clock. Yankees pregame show will start in about 10 minutes. We'll bring in former Yankee Roy White, Doug in Yardley. If you're on hold right now and you stay on hold, I'll give you an opportunity to speak with Mr. White. Let's go to Shimmy in Far Rockaway. What's up, Shimmy?
Hey, how you doing, Keith?
I'm good. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, I'm a first-time caller. I got into you a little bit last year. You do a great job. I mean, just having a guy in there who's, you know, a hardcore Yankee fan, telling us what's going on in the bleachers, it's great.
Appreciate it. I'll be back for this next homestand. I cannot wait. I'm going to at least 3 or 4 games.
Awesome. Yeah, I got to 2 games this year, but hope to get to some more. But I just wanted to talk about just this thing that you mentioned before. You know, this Yankee, New York Yankees, dynasty, legendary. The way I see it, like, you know, you're looking at these teams, like, from, like, 2009 for sure, the 95s to 2000s, like these guys knew they were part of something bigger. Like losing was not an option. I feel like, yeah, like today's team wins a World Series, like they're gonna be like, hey, how about that, we just won a World Series, like they didn't even see it coming. Like do they have that
they gotta stumble into it, they gotta luck up into it, they gotta have everything else go right. It isn't a part of, like, no, this is what we're here to do. We've been trying to chase 28 for 15 years. It used to be hashtag chase 28, then they got rid of it. It used to be hashtag pinstripe pride, but now there is no pinstripe pride. We're in the pinstripes, intentionally walking Rafael Devers.
Yeah, I'm 23 now. I can't remember when I must have been 12, and I got this T-shirt, time for 28, you know? Or a little bit older than that.
You are the age of The Fan that I talk about a lot. Like, the Yankees need to win a World Series for your age group. You're of age to drink. You're of age to buy your own tickets to the stadium. You were too young to really remember 2009.
I remember being in the car listening to the parade when they give out the keys to the city. But, like, you know, that's a long time ago. 8 years old.
Yeah, so, man.
Like, I feel like, you know, like one of the last calls comparing it to Austin Wells to Thurman Munson. Like, he's great. I think he's the future. But, like, you know, just to these guys to come in, you know, like, I want to see some death stares, like, beating themselves up. You know, you strike out, like, I don't want to see that, like, come on, grimace. I want to see, like, you know, like, that can't happen, you know.
Stop feeling sorry for yourself. Like, you can be mad at yourself, but stop feeling sorry for yourself. Stop the pity party of, like, oh, I'm in a slump, or, oh, things aren't going my way. Like, let's go. It's time to lock in. It's time for the Yankees to be the Yankees.
Yeah, 100%, man. Yeah, so I don't know. I hope, like, I think something's got to change, you know, even before the postseason. Like, you know, I mean, Judge has got it, but, I mean, it looks like he's back in his stroke. But like, I don't know, just coming in, just the whole team as a whole. Like, I don't know. I just feel like the Diamondbacks, if they would have won the World Series last year, they would have been like, hey, how did that happen? I mean, I know their wild card spot and everything.
And that's, you know what, that's kind of what baseball wants. The Yankees dominated for so long. Baseball doesn't want the Yankees to win another World Series. They don't want the Yankees to go on another three-peat, another run. Like, they want parity. They want all of these fan bases and teams to feel like, hey, this could be our year. They want all of these teams in the wild card hunt, the three teams that are in it, and even the two, three teams that are on the outside looking in, feeling like, hey, if we get into the dance, we get hot at the right time, we could be in the World Series.
Yeah, I don't know. I just feel like the job of, you know, the New York Yankees, you know, just to make it, you know, return it to what it was, you know, or at least to try to, you know, that's got the goal. It's
the game
embarrassing.
The game has changed. We got Manfred's man on second now. We got a pitch clock. We got bigger bases. Guys are stealing more bases. It's a different game completely. It's not the way it used to be. It's not played the way it used to be played with analytics now. And like I said, like these guys Saturday, they thought too much about the situation. They literally psyched themselves out and intentionally walked a struggling Rafael Devers for no reason besides past history and, like, staying away from him. For what?
That is ridiculous. You know, I want to see him hit a home run, and I want to see your face after he does, you know?
Or pitch around him. Like, if you're that scared of him, do not fold. You're a $36 million ace. If you're that scared of him, then throw him all four balls and don't give him anything to hit. It's just weak. It's just not, like, I don't know. I haven't turned off a game 100%. As fast as I turned off that game because I'm like, this is what we're doing with a handful of games left, getting ready for the postseason. We're folding to the 500 Red Sox. We're shook of Rafael Devers. They should be shook of us. They're in our building.
Yeah, 100%, man. Okay, thank you so much, man. Great to talk to you.
Thanks for the call, Shimmy. Let's go to Richie in Queens. Then we'll go and get Roy White. And then, Doug, I'll let you talk to Roy. Richie in Queens, go for it. You're on the Fan.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
two more rips, two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Richie, we're live.
Hey, yo, Richie. Going once. Going twice. Is it after midnight? I feel like I'm on my regular shift. People falling asleep on the phone. All right, we'll break now. Doug and Yardley, since you called and your topic is Roy White, I figure you have something to say, and I'd love for Roy to get the chance to hear that. I don't know if he was listening to the other callers, but, I mean, you got to give guys their flowers. I'm big on that, and especially these Yankees legends, guys that have won, guys that have paved the way for these guys that get to just show up, and there are massive crowds of Yankee fans. You know, they're living off the backs of the Yankees of past. Like, those guys, when I see those guys at the stadium, when I get to be around those guys, like I will be this Thursday at the Venetian, I make sure to give them their love, respect, and flowers. So we're going to do that next. Let's go and get Roy White, Keith McPherson on the Fan, taking a quick break, and we'll be right back. Here's a former Yankee that used to take the field long before I came along and started watching games. He's a two-time champion. Joining us right now, Mr. Roy White.
Hey, great to be with you, Keith.
There he is. What's up, Roy? How you feeling?
Right. I'm feeling pretty good, man.
So I'm having you on because I have the honor of hosting the event we're doing this week. And first off, I was telling one of my boys about it. I'm like, man, I've always wanted to host one of these events, like put on a suit, get on stage, get the microphone. So it's an honor that you guys chose me. It's this Thursday, the first annual New York Legends Gala honoring Thurman Munson. All the proceeds will go to the Thurman Munson Scholarship Fund and the Roy White Foundation. I'll let you tell people what they can expect. It's hellopf.org to get tickets, and we're obviously going to be eating, drinking, and having a good time.
No doubt about it. I'm really looking forward to it. Get to hook up with some of my teammates, Greg Nettles, Bucky Dent, and Goose Gossage. So should be a great night and a lot of fun and for a good cause.
Yeah, there's going to be a silent and live auction with Yankees memorabilia and items. I always love seeing the collectors that come out and some of the different items from the past and what they're worth. And the silent auction is going to go on from 6:30 to 9:30. There's going to be a Q&A. There's going to be storytelling. I love to get to hear you guys talk about what it was like. And, you know, that's what I want to ask you about before we bring in a couple callers that want to talk to you. You know, I was speaking about the Yankees and their quest for the next World Series in 28. And, you know, I literally said that they are living off the backs of the guys that came before them and stacked those championships up. Experience plays. You know, for you guys going back to back, what were the conversations like, the preparation like, you know, because you had been there before, because you did it. Was there almost just like a knowing feeling, a confident feeling of like, yeah, we're going to run it back. We're going to do this again.
Yeah, that's the kind of team we had. We went three straight years to the World Series. You know, even though we didn't win in 76, we were in there. So 76, 77, and 78 was just a great group of guys that knew how to play winning baseball. We played an all-around game. We had a little bit of power, but we had guys that could run. And we had pitching, and we had defense. So it was a great experience. And I didn't realize how good we are until after I retired. When I thought back on it, I said, gee, man, we were a pretty darn good club. It was a great club, really.
Yeah, it's a group that gets talked about a lot. There's been a book written about you guys. I reference it a lot. And you guys were champions, and what's great is you guys are still around the stadium. That's how I was able to see you. I told a story about running into you outside the stadium. I just think you're modest. I think you're humble. You're a quiet guy, but you're a guy that, you know, everybody respects. And, you know, talk about the Yankees and being around the stadium and being involved with the Yankees still and still coming to the Bronx in modern day times.
No, it's great. Anytime I get to come out and make an appearance at the stadium up in one of the suites, where you have a group up there of Yankee fans. And I enjoy having a chance to converse with them and tell them about some of the experiences that I had when I came up with the Yankees. And my history is pretty long, so I can go all the way back to Mickey Mantle and Whitey Ford, you know, when I first came up with the Yankees, and talk about those guys, and then talk about guys like Thurman, Reggie Jackson, Bucky, and Greg, and Goose, and guys like that, Mickey Rivers, that came up later.
Yeah, you've got a ton of baseball knowledge about the game and the history as well, and I can't wait to break bread with you. Again, it's hellopif.org, hellopif.org. You can get tickets. The tickets have been dropped down for this last week because this is going on in 2 days, Thursday, in Garfield, New Jersey, at the Venetian. It'll be myself on stage with Roy White, with Craig Nettles, with Bucky Dent, Goose Gossage, and some other special guests. And I can't wait to see everybody. We really hope people come out.
No, I hope so, too. As I said, it's a great cause for Thurman's Foundation and my foundation. We're taking up a little part of it. And my foundation, we give financial assistance to kids that want to go to college. So we've done that for the last, I guess, 15 years that we've been active as a foundation. And now we're also going to donate to research on autism, since my grandson is on the spectrum of autism. So I want to get back to that organization also.
Yeah, raising money for great causes, the Thurman Munson Scholarship Fund and the Roy White Foundation. HelloPF.org to get tickets to join us this Thursday. Okay, now, I promised some people that they'd get a chance to speak with you. I'm sure they can't wait. Doug has been waiting. Let's go to Doug and Yardley. What's up, man? You're on the Fan.
Hi. Really appreciate this chance. Roy, I saw you play in the 60s in left field and followed your career. Really great Yankee. And I got two events I would like to ask you about. The first one,
sure.
I understand that it was your bat that Bucky Dent hit the home run with. and that bat, I heard, is in the Hall of Fame. Can you tell us how that happened?
Sure. During batting practice for that playoff game up in Fenway, Bucky had been struggling a little bit, had been in a slump. And he used a bat called an R-161, and it was 35 inches long and probably around 33 or 34 ounces, you know, and he choked up a lot on that bat. And I happened to have an order of the same model, R-161, that was only 34 inches in length and 32 ounces. So in batting practice, I said, hey, Bucky, why don't you try this one? I had given him the Mickey Rivers, because I didn't like the order. I didn't like the way the bat felt. You know, I didn't hit very good with it. And Mickey Rivers liked it, so I had gave him that whole order. I said, Bucky, hey, why don't you try this bat right here? It's the same model, but it's shorter and a little bit lighter. He says, all right, I'll try it. You know, and he hit with it in batting practice. He says, yeah, it feels good. I'll try it. So when that moment came up and he fouled the ball off his ankle and he was in the on-deck circle, Mickey Rivers noticed that he was using the one that had a chip in the knob. There was a little crack, like a chip in the knob of the bat. And he says, "Hey, why are you using that one?" He says, "Well, I didn't want to use your gamer because, you know, we have bats for the game and bats that we just use for BP, batting practice." And so he gave him that bat, and he ended up hitting a home run. So that bat, the name on that bat was Roy White. You know, it wasn't Mickey Rivers. So during the winters, for a few years, they kept saying Mickey Rivers bat, Mickey Rivers bat. Pretty soon, I thought maybe it was Mickey Rivers bat. So I'm in Cooperstown several years later, and some fans came by, and I said, "Hey, when you get down to the Hall of Fame, that bat that Bucky hit the home run is supposed to be there. Go up there and tell me what name is on the bat." So the guy leaves, and a couple hours later, he comes back, and he says, "The bat's not there. It's on tour." The Hall of Fame takes stuff out, and they put it on a tour. But one of the curators said when it comes back that he would email me. So I gave him my email, and about a couple of months later, I got an email, and it says, "Your name was on the bat." So that's the story.
Wow. That's great. And if I may, I got one more question. I like to tell people that I was at the last game that fans went on the field, and it was the ALCS walk-off home run by Chris Chambliss.
Right.
I think it was the last game that people went on the field, but
right.
you were there. What was that like?
That was kind of pandemonium. It was really crazy. You know, when he hit the home run after the ball went out, then we started to rush out of the dugout, you know, to greet him at home plate. I only made it about four strides, and I was surrounded by people, some fans that picked me up and had lifted me up. And it was kind of a scary feeling, you know, when all of a sudden that happened. So I said, "Oh, man, I got to get down from here and get the hell out of here." So as soon as they put me down, I made a U-turn and headed for the dugout. I was close enough where I was able to get out and get through the tunnel before all the rest of the stuff happened. So that was really crazy. I never seen anything like that. It was pretty amazing. And later, you know, Chris came in and they brought him out like a half hour later to touch home plate, where home plate used to be, because there was no home plate. The fans had taken it.
Thanks for the call, Doug. Now we're getting a bunch of calls, and I'm not going to keep you all night, Roy, but these people want to talk to you. They're waiting. Richie is in Queens. Go for it, Richie.
Sure.
Hey, Roy, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
Roy, you're one of the classiest players ever. I want to preface it. I was a San Francisco Giant fan, so obviously when they moved, I couldn't check them out, not like you do today. But watching you come up in 65, and you know, I remember, Roy, that you hit your 300. You had 300 doubles on the nose. And I think 70 might have been your best year with 94 ribbies. But you were just an epitome of class. I met you once at a book signing in the early 80s. I forget where it was. But everything I thought you were on the field and you professed to be, you were it when I met you in person. And, you know, 15 years with the team, which you don't see anymore. People move left and right. Consistent hitter, 270 hitter. I think you had over 200 stolen bases. You played that left field as good as it could play. And, you know, I really appreciate the game, and I've been a fan for almost 60 years. And, yes, I root for my team, but I also root for good people. And I guess you're probably 3 years older than me, so I don't want to give you your age, but it's got to be an 8-0 in there somewhere, right?
You're right, 8-0 on the button.
All right, because you sound great. You know, I call Keith, and I know Keith is into the history of it, and sometimes I think he wishes, I know he does, that he could see some of this stuff, but he's so up on this stuff. And and the history of the game is people like you. So, you know, and you were just a great guy to watch. And I just want to tell you that as much as I was, and my whole family's Yankee fans, and my mom, who's 98, who's still watching every game. I told that story to Keith on more than one occasion. And she always remembers you as being one of her favorite players. So, and I'm not just saying that to blow smoke.
That's great.
It's a fact. But anyway,
did you feel
the one question I got, Roy, at the end?
And again,
I know it's a touchy subject. I just thought you were treated a little unfairly. At the end, I thought that you should have been more involved. And am I wrong in saying that? Or did you feel like you could have contributed more, or you should have contributed more? Is that a fair question?
No, that's a fair question. I have a book out, and I cover that point. And I said I was a little bitter those last couple of seasons with the Yankees, 78, 79. Well, 78, I didn't play as much in the first half, but I ended up playing like the whole second half and had a great second half and got back into the World Series against the Dodgers. I'm from Los Angeles, from Compton, actually, but the Los Angeles area. And I was very disappointed in 77 that I didn't start one game in the 77 series. And so in 78, I started every game and had a chance to play before my family. So I had a little redemption. But then to come back in 79, and I ended up with only like 270 at-bats that year. So I was bitter about that. I thought I had a lot of baseball left in me. And I was kind of mad at Billy for that. But I put that all past me. I'm not angry at him anymore. You know, it's not good to carry around, you know, that kind of feeling. So I feel like I shortchanged then. And the only thing I think about is that, hey, if I would have had the amount of at-bats those last two seasons, I would have had over 2,000 hits. I ended up like 120 hits short of 2,000 hits for my career. And I would have liked to have had that. And I went to Japan for 80, 81, and 82, and I think I picked up another 300 hits over there. So I feel like I would have had 2,000 hits if I would have had that opportunity back with the Yankees. But I'm glad I was a lifetime Yankee, and that's the thing I'm most proud of. It, very few guys can say that they played their whole career with one team, especially the New York Yankees.
Roy, you're the man. You got a lot of love out here. Richie, thanks for the call. Two more quickly. Let's go to John in Garden City on the Fan.
Hi, Roy White. I'm 55. When I see number six, I think of you. I know there was somebody who managed later who got his number on the wall, but you're the number six as a kid that I always thought of. But here's my question for you.
Sure.
When I was a little boy in Little League, I don't think they even do this anymore, but Stick Michael came out after 78 and talked to us. And what he said, one thing I remember was he said, if you boys and girls play outfield, watch Roy White. He's always in the perfect position. He's a textbook player. And I know from being a lifelong Yankee fan, left field is the biggest field. It's probably tough in the sun. So, number one, how did you always – you didn't have computers back then. How did you always know how to get in position? And number two, when you look at outfielders today defensively, who stands out to you? Who do you think is the better defensive outfielders out there?
Good question. It was just a lot of practice, you know, getting used to playing left field. During batting practice, I would take like 15, 20 minutes and I would try to catch every ball that was hit to left field. You know, if it was going into the stands, I would try to jump and make the catch. And I think in doing that and having that experience, that helped me. In those days, we didn't have all the computer where to play the players. I just knew where guys hit the ball. Because in those years, most of the teams had the same guys every season. It wasn't as much turnover as you have in the major leagues right now. You know, so I knew where Carew was going to hit the ball, where Tony Oliva, where to play him, and Killebrew and stuff like that. So that's how I learned how to play that position, really. And getting switched to the outfield, I had a lot of I had help from Tommy Tresh, and Joe DiMaggio was an outfield coach back when I was a rookie, and they used to give me tips on playing the outfield and stuff like that. But Tommy Tresh probably helped me the most because I came up as a second baseman. I'd never played an inning, you know, in the outfield coming up through the minor leagues. So I think that's what helped me the most.
Incredible. Like, this is what we're going to be doing on Thursday. It's real life. Roy White telling you stories where talking about Joe DiMaggio. To me as a younger guy looking at these Yankees and my era, I appreciate it and I appreciate you so much, Roy. Let's take one more call from Greg in Manasquan. Go for it, Greg.
Mr. White, how are you?
I'm doing great.
I just called. I never got a chance to talk to you, but I watched you, of course, in the 70s, and you're the epitome of class. You were a great, great ball player. And I don't think you got your just desserts just as far as recognition, even until now. And, you know, I always say, everybody thinks these 90s teams, you know, we're, you know, I'm almost 60, so everybody's like, oh, the 90 teams. Let me tell you, Roy, right? You could put that 77, 78 team against anybody, anybody, and you would have beat them. You would have beat them.
But yeah, I think we matched up well. I've heard that a few times. I said, you know, we had Reggie, with Lou Piniella, Mickey Rivers, myself, Wally Randolph, Greg Nettles, Bucky.
You want to beat
that first
team?
And Thurman behind the plate, and we had Ron Guidry.
But I just wanted to say thank you. Thank you for just, you know, what you did as a ball player and what you are as a person. You could even hear it now. You're very distinguished. And I just want to say thank you.
Oh, great. I enjoy talking to the fans. I enjoy talking with you guys. It's a lot of fun for me.
Greg, thanks for the call. Roy, thanks for joining us tonight. Again, we're going to be doing more of this storytelling and just living in the Yankees of old and the Yankees of today and raising money for charity and two good causes, the Thurman Munson Scholarship Fund and the Roy White Foundation. This is going down Thursday, September 19th at the Venetian in Garfield, New Jersey. To get tickets, go to hellopif.org, hellopif.org. Past hors d'oeuvres, open bar, carving station, silent auction, and we'll just be putting on the Ritz. Roy, thanks for joining us tonight. You're the man.
All right, man. That sounds great. I can't wait, man. Don't let Goose get the mic too much now. Watch out.
I know. I've already been warned. I'll see you on Thursday. Thanks for joining
us. Okay, man. See you there.
888-808-1019. The Mets are rolling 5-1 in Citi Field after Francisco Alvarez hits one out to left field. I mean, if you're a baseball fan, if you're a Yankee fan and you just heard that, like, that's what I'm talking about. Like, we obsess over the modern-day Yankees, these current Yankees. You heard me vamping about, you know, going to games and the games that I've seen. I think about how much I haven't seen, what I didn't live through, what was before me. That, like I said, you can't Google it. You can't look it up. But I appreciate it so much to have someone like Roy White. And a lot of these guys I've been connected with through being a Yankee fan on the fan. Like, I can't even articulate, like, how powerful this radio station is and the amount of nights that I've just put my energy, my soul, my passion into this and what it's turned into, the amount of former Yankees and people connected to these former Yankees that have reached out to me to say, hey, we like your show, we like what you do, come to this event. And I've been invited to a lot of these events, but now I get to host one. So I'm super excited to put on my suit and have the microphone and do my thing. I hope to see you guys. Again, it's hellopif.org. It's the first annual New York Legends Gala honoring Thurman Munson at the Venetian in Garfield, New Jersey. This is Keith McPherson on The Fan.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
And the ballgame's over, and the Giants have won Super Bowl 46.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
Okay, I'm blown away by Mr. Roy White, and I've had conversations with him, and I know anybody listening that has met him has heard him talk like that, and you know, even Paulie and I were just saying, like, that was incredible for him to come on WFAN and, you know, tell those stories and the detail of them, and, like, this is theater of the mind, right? So, I can't imagine, because it was before my time, but I can't imagine for the audience of Yankee fans tuning in, either expecting to hear the Yankee game right now, maybe not knowing that it starts later on, or maybe you're tuning in right now because you know the pregame show is starting and you get the treat of Roy White telling stories of yesteryear and being able to articulate them and describe them so vividly. If you lived it, you can reimagine it. So I'm thankful for Roy White for joining me, and I can't wait. I see some people tweeting me. I put out the link to where to get tickets. Again, the tickets were reduced for this last week as we try to fill the place out. And there'll be more of that at the Venetian, Garfield, New Jersey, hellopif.org. I can't wait. I was just at the David Cohen one. You know, shout out to the Ed Lucas Foundation. Allison, she's amazing. David Cohn is amazing. And they put on a great event. And I'm sitting there and JJ is hosting. And David Cohn is hosting. And I'm just like in my head getting ready for when I get the opportunity, which is coming up this week. So we're going to have a good time. We're going to tell stories. We're going to laugh. We're going to drink. We're going to eat. And, you know, hopefully the Yankees win. So we get all these Yankee fans together and we can talk about this current team. 888-808-1019. Yankees pregame coming up soon. But Ralph is in Waterbury, Connecticut, next on The Fan.
Hey, Keith, how are you, man? Thanks for taking my call.
I'm good. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, listen, I got to tell you, man, kudos to you. You handled that interview with a lot of dignity and respect, man. And I'm a 66-year-old guy that really appreciates that. You're a class act, man. You really are.
I mean, you don't got to thank me. I'm thanking Roy White for taking time out of his night to join me. And
no, I get it, man.
Yeah,
I was shocked. Like you said, I tuned in to see if the game was on. And I said, what? And to hear those stories was amazing, man. You know, it brought me back to my childhood. But I just wanted to say, you know, you say fans, WFAN's a powerful station. You're part of that power, dude. You do a great job.
Thank you.
Don't change nothing about how you do it, man. I'm telling you. That was an awesome interview.
Thank you, Ralph. Appreciate the call. Yeah, I just mean like the reach and, you know, how many nights now I've been on The Fan, you just forget. When I say it's powerful, like there are people that can recite things that I've said to me, you know, when I see them and I forgot about. And then also just it's still hard for me to process how many people have heard me on the radio. It's still hard for me to process like these legends know who I am or, you know, like that I get chosen to host something like this because they're like, yeah, you fit. Yep, you're good. Like, we like your show. We like what you bring to the table. We like your voice, your style. Like, yep, you're going to get the mic. You're going to host this Q&A. We want to go with you. And that's why I say the radio is powerful because not too long ago, nobody was checking for me. Not too long ago, I was having these Yankee conversations with the Bleacher Creatures, the Terror Squad, and in the back of the bodega, you know, in the stadium, not thinking that I would ever get to, you know, bring my stories and my energy to the radio like this. So, yeah, it's powerful, and I'm blessed to get the opportunity just as a Yankee fan to talk about the Yankees, to talk about the Mets, the Giants, the Jets, just talk sports, but also put, you know, my power and or, you know, my put my story into it, and then the power of New York City radio, it grows legs. We're in here. There's four people in here. It's like me, Marco. I stepped out during the last break. I saw Big Mac in here. I'm like, yo, Big Mac. Like, it's hard to imagine how many people are actually listening when you're in here at night. So I appreciate you guys. I appreciate WFAN. And like I said, me just being a wild Yankee fan, sports fan, and putting that energy into the mic, this microphone, this radio station is powerful. It has connected to so many different people. In Westchester, Joe's next up on The Fan. Go for it, Joe.
Hey, Keith. You do a great job, man.
Thanks. Working
Thanks
on
for
it.
Having me on the show.
Thanks for calling.
So, quick Roy White story. I only caught the very end, but it was something I'll never forget. I was at the Yankee game. Must have been, you know, mid to late 70s. So I was probably 8 or 9 years old. Roy White, we're behind the third base dugout, probably 7 or 8. Rose up and with my mom, my dad, and my sister. Roy White is he's batting lefty. I can't remember if he's a switch hitter or lefty.
Yeah, he's a switch hitter. Throws right. Yep.
That's my recollection. Yeah. So he hits a screaming line drive. Foul ball comes right at us. We all duck. I mean, that's how fast this thing was coming. Hits the seat in front of my mother, bounces on her lap, and my dad grabs it, you know, in victory, like, you know.
Shows the whole crowd. Yeah, got it.
Yeah, we were, you know, and as a 9-year-old or 8-year-old, whatever I was, Keith, like that was, I never got a foul ball before. That was so freaking thrilling. And, you know, we still have that ball. And then we went to the hotel that night. We were staying over in the city. And who walks in or out, I can't remember precisely, but it was Rich Gossage. So we got him to sign the ball. So it was
I had Goose on a couple weeks ago. Him and Roy will be at this event on Thursday.
For my money, one of the best relievers ever to throw the ball outside of Mariano Rivera, mm-hmm. but that's probably another conversation. It was a different game back then, and he would come in for two or three innings. But anyway, it was a thrill. It was an absolute thrill that day. Mm-hmm. Never forget it.
Go on. That's it?
That's it, man. Just wanted to relay that, yeah.
Thanks for the call, Joe. 888-808-1019. I'm running out of time. I'm getting more calls. I'm not going to be able to get to everybody. Let's go to Bob in Middletown, New Jersey on the fan. Hello, Bob.
Hey, how you doing, Keith? You're fantastic. You're the best.
Thank you.
I just want to tell you a quick story. No problem. Anytime. I enjoy your show all the time. I remember I was telling your screener when I was a young kid, I used to imitate Roy White's lefty stance. And it was a shame that I turned on the radio a little bit too late because I was trying to figure out who it was. And I when I finally figured out it was Roy White, I got the call.
You're on the radio. On the Odyssey app, you can rewind back to 8:15, 8:20, and then I'm sure our digital team will clip this up. Paulie's probably putting it on the podcast right now. It'll be available for people to hear.
Yeah, it's awesome. I remember when I first started listening to the Yankees when I was a young kid. I'm from your neck of the woods, from Monmouth County, but you know, by the way, if you remember, I called you a couple times.
Yeah, Middletown.
But I remember, Celerino. I remember Celerino Sanchez and Stick Michael and Ronnie. You know, Ron Bloomberg, the first DH. So I'm 60 years old, and I remember Roy White was a standout guy. He's literally a Yankee legend. And my brother and I used to imitate his lefty stance, but he's definitely in the hearts of Yankees fans forever.
Oh yeah, that's why I told him. I'm like, you got a lot of love out here. You know, I didn't tell him that we were gonna have him take calls, but I wanted him to get his flowers. I wanted him to hear people's voices, and you know, that's important to me.
You're the best, Keith, and say hello to Bernie for me. Yeah, I'm on some guitar.
I will. Thanks for the call, Bob. All right, well. I got one last call. This is not a Yankee call, but that's perfectly fine. Let's see what this young man wants to talk about. Alex in Lakewood, my guy. Welcome back to the fan. Where you been?
What's up, Keith?
You know, I'm on a little earlier tonight since the Yankees are playing out west. And, you know, there's no NFL conflict. So, you know, it's a cool little 2.5 hour show, 6:30 to 9, leading into Yankee baseball.
First of all, you called it that Braylon Allen's going to be very good.
I've been on Braylon Allen coming out of Wisconsin, and I wish I drafted him in fantasy or picked him up because now everybody's aware of him. He's ready to go. They kind of shielded him in week one, which is smart against the Niners, but now, you know, can't put the toothpaste back in the tube. You got to keep him in this offense because that's putting pressure on defenses when you've got a two-headed monster with him and Brees in the backfield. So here we go.
And I'm going to be there on Thursday night, just Patriots.
Awesome. Enjoy it, man. That the home opener is great. We've seen home openers in the past with the Patriots not be so great. It's Thursday night football. It's the only game on. Can't have a setback. The Patriots are not world beaters. You know, I think that the Jets can get another win, and I think that you're just going to see Aaron Rodgers continue to knock off rust and get more comfortable.
The first game I was watching the Jets, and I'm like, and number 5 makes a catch. I'm like, who the heck is that? Then I realize it's Garrett Wilson.
Tyrod Taylor. Yeah, no, he changed his number from 17 to 5 to go back to Ohio State, get back to, you know, the player that he was at Ohio State now that Aaron Rodgers is there. But, you know, you're seeing Malachi Corley wearing 17. You're seeing Jeremy Rucker get targets. You're seeing Mike Williams out there, Alan Lazard out there. There's so many weapons. Tyler Conklin, there's so many places to go with the ball. That's how
Jeremy
you keep
Rucker.
Yeah, I said Jeremy Rucker got 3 targets. Like, there's so many weapons for this Jets offense. I tip my cap to Nathaniel Hackett, too. I know people don't want to give him any credit, but obviously there was a game plan there. Obviously they had a plan of attack. And then Aaron Rodgers goes out there and he's improvising. He's kind of playing a little backyard football. Breece Hall saying, hey, there's a linebacker on me. Throw me a go route. Touchdown. So very interested in seeing what this Jets offense looks like against this Patriots defense. They've got some guys over there, but that's Thursday night. Tomorrow we'll do the same show, but I'll lean probably a little bit more into the football, and then we'll react to Yankees baseball, and it looks like the Mets are cruising right here, 6-1, on their way to potentially taking the series from the Nationals. So let's go, Yanks. Got to start off on the right foot. Luis Gil versus Brian Wu as the Yankees are out at T-Mobile Park in the Emerald City. Stay tuned for Yankees baseball. Keith McPherson on the fan. I'm out.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM.
The fan.
WFAN New York.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds.
I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.